Hi, this is Dr. Christiane Northrup. My new books, The Secret Pleasures of Menopause and The Secret Pleasures of Menopause Playbook, are now available through Hay House. And I'll be talking about how you can learn to experience pleasure, prosperity, and fulfillment beyond your wildest dreams. All of this happening during my live appearances this year. For more details on my work and how you can adopt a healthy lifestyle at any age, visit my multimedia website and become a member of my exciting online community of wildly magnificent women, the Women's Wisdom Circle, and a few good men. www.drnorthrup.com. Sex talk. How do you communicate sexual likes and dislikes with new partners? That is like the hardest thing in the world, isn't it? First of all, because women have not been trained to get their likes and dislikes out there. We've been trained that our job is to take care of a man. So this is going to require some discipline, and it's going to require feeling really, really vulnerable. But here's what you need to know about men. And with, you know, I am not in a woman-to-woman relationship, but I know that this also applies, because in every relationship, regardless of gender, there is one member who takes the masculine role and one who takes the feminine role. And by the way, you can have women who take the masculine role in a relationship with a man who takes the feminine role. So here's what it is usually. The person who takes the more masculine role is expected to know what to do, and the feminine role is expected to be submissive and passive. But I'm going to just talk about men and women, and I'm going to assume that the man is in the masculine role. It is the woman's job to tell him with specific instructions what she likes, and then when he gets even close to the target, to say, thank you, that's wonderful. You have to be seductive, you need to be playful, it needs to be fun, and you need to make the guy right. You got to make him into a hero, and men will follow directions if you're making him into a hero. I like to think of it as the airplane. You know what they say? If we lose visibility here in the cabin, an illuminated pathway will light up to the exit signs. You need to create the illuminated pathway for the guy. Now, one of the things that is really interesting to me, especially when I read this kind of research, I remember reading a research paper that made me laugh. Okay, the title was something like this. Study finds that nipple stimulation is erotically pleasing to women. Or it was way more clinical language than that. It's like, yeah, call CNN. Okay, we know that the nipples increase the secretion of oxytocin, the bonding hormone, and there are neurologic connections between the clitoris and the nipples. Want to know what else? In the brain, in brain scans, this is according to the author of Brain Sex, the foot and the clitoris are close in the brain, which is why if your mate asks you to go buy shoes with her, you ought to go. So what you do is you just tell your guy, oh, that's so nice. Thank you. I love it when you kiss me there. Ah, great. Could you do that again? Like that. Do not find him wrong, or he won't know what to do. Men love to please women sexually. A turned-on woman is what turns on a man. I've seen men get off of Viagra when their women finally got themselves turned on. So that's your job. Turn yourself on, and then teach him how to please you. And you will make him a happy man, and he might even find that he doesn't need his erection-enhancing drugs anymore. Thanks for listening. This is Dr. Christiane Northrup. If you have any other topics you'd like me to discuss, please let me know by visiting my website, www.drnorthrup.com. I also invite you to join my online community, the Women's Wisdom Circle. It's filled with information and resources on how you can truly flourish on all levels by tapping into your inner wisdom.
The contents of this podcast are for informational purposes only and are not a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Neither Dr. Northrup nor the Hay House Publishing Group is responsible for any adverse effects resulting from your use of or reliance on any information contained in any podcast.